Today I want to talk about why good SEO don't seek your business. Being ranked at the top of search listings on Google, Bing, and etc. for the things that make companies money is a very competitive endeavor. The SEO who can produce really fantastic results are few and far between. The demand is high and the supply is comparatively low. SEO is a tricky business, and to find good SEO is kind of like finding a needle in a haystack. What makes it even harder to find good SEO, search engine optimization, is that the best SEO, or search engine optimizers, are not seeking you. Unless you sell fish milkshakes or garlic-scented breath spray, you've probably noticed that there are a lot of others trying to attract the same customers as you. I should not need to explain all the reasons for wanting to be at the top of search listings, but I will say that being there is very valuable. I don't mean being there for your few important search phrases like your company name. I mean being there for the right search phrases with the right marketing message and a website that will convert lookers into buyers. I mean being listed for thousands of searches and maximizing your lateral keyword effectiveness. This is a job of the SEO, and we are paid to do the work that makes most people want to pull their hair out and scream at their computer. We do what others cannot do. In fact, maybe we're just a little more like Superman than we like to let on. You know, we try to be pretty humble, even though it's difficult. It's really difficult. Good SEO are not salespeople. It's often been said that a good SEO does not need to seek business. If they're skilled at search engine optimization, there are many great opportunities open to them. This doesn't mean that they don't want your business, not at all, but only that they're probably not banging down your door, ringing up your phone off the hook, or filling your email inbox with offers for cheap SEO services. Now, I should explain that I don't mean the ho-hum average SEO. They may be doing those things, but the ones who really deserve the title of search engine optimizer, that's who I'm talking about. There are a lot of fakes, but I've already explained how to tell the difference between good SEO and bad SEO. If you missed that article, you should make some time to read and find out. Why do I think that good SEO are not good salespeople? Well, I think most SEO can probably sell SEO if they want to. But for most of us, I think it gets pretty aggravating to answer salesy questions that people do not actually even care about anyway. I mean, do you really think a client needs to know each detail of the work to be performed? You know, I'll give them the information. I think most SEO will. But do they need to know everything the SEO knows? If that was the case, they would do it themselves. They just need to know that the SEO is good at what they do and they will receive quantifiable benefit from the work. Hell, I hate selling SEO, but I love performing the work. Go ahead and search Google for sell SEO and see if you find me there. I'll give you a hint though, don't look down. To me, proof should be all the selling I need to do. If somebody wants more than that, I guess I can take my shirt off and show them my sexy chest, because that would likely mean more to them than my in-depth SEO lesson that'll go right over their head anyway. Good SEO are quirky but entrepreneurial. As people, the best SEO or search engine optimizers tend to be a little bit quirky, opinionated, eccentric, clever, and above all, entrepreneurial. SEO do not choose this work because all the other jobs down at 7-Eleven were taken. We do it because we have a passion for success, a competitive spirit, and often something to prove. Call it a Napoleon complex if you like. SEO is a field filled with some truly astonishing marketing talent that is honed every day by constant studying of people, trends, facts, figures, and of course, the secret ingredient that we will never share with you because, after all, you're not in the club. Why SEO don't seek your business? I know that's a question that you came here and saw. So you may still wonder why I say that good SEO don't seek your business, and that is something I really want to give you an answer to. The reason is this: a good search engine optimizer can take their skills to any industry at any time and invest themselves in that industry and earn a fortune. This is not a myth, and a good SEO can back it up. I would say that it is even true that a pretty good SEO can achieve a high level of success if they put enough time, study, and patience into their work in any given industry. In my case, I earned millions of dollars selling wholesale internet services over the last decade. That didn't happen because I was passionate about selling dial-up internet access and web hosting services to ISPs. It happened because I was passionate about SEO, and I kicked that market in the ass hard enough to amass up to 2,000 resellers. It would have been even easier if I could have just been doing the SEO all along and not working as the CEO too. You may wonder why, if a search engine optimizer is good, they would choose to work with clients' projects instead of selling their own product or service. This is where some people just don't understand the required focus for SEO work. If I wanted to sell cigars, you can bet I would corner the market online. I'm already well listed in Google for a lot of cigar-related search terms, and I'm not even a cigar retailer. I don't want to sell cigars. I don't want the hassles of operating another business. I just want to sell other people's cigars. That's why I'm a search engine optimizer. As you may have noticed, my blog is a web guy, not a cigar guy. I want to focus on making products and services successful with better SEO and not deal with all of the operational headaches of the business. Good SEO seek opportunity. The reasons for freelance or agency SEO consulting is so attractive to good search engine optimizer is that it has a lot to do with their entrepreneurial drive and passion for success. In order to be a really great SEO, it takes a lot of focus and love for the work. I'll speak for a group when I say that most of us love wielding our success tools and reaching the top of search results and making more business happen. We think like a Mount Everest climber. We have one overall goal in mind, and that is to reach the peak. Now, SEO will often turn away business for reasons that you may not understand. This is not entirely about money either. We seek opportunity, and much of the time, the client simply does not have the opportunity we're seeking. Another good reason SEO do not seek your business is because until you understand the value of our work enough to come to us, you'd never pay us more than a small fraction of what our work is worth. Unless you understand that we pay you more in increased business and brand recognition than you will ever pay us, you're just not ready. Consider how you would react to a qualified SEO with a track record of success and a proposal that he or she will work tirelessly over the next year to make your product or service offering more visible, with more brand recognition, higher conversion of lookers to buyers, higher profit margins, and they can back it up with real numbers. They even come to you with legitimate SEO guarantees that make sense to you. How do you answer to that? Do you say, no, I'm totally happy where I am. I don't really want more customers. If that's the case, which sometimes really is the case, then why in the name of all things intelligent are you visiting my blog at awebguy.com? You want more business, or you should be reading something a lot more suitable to sitting in a rocking chair or moving to Florida to play golf. No, instead, you want more business, and you want to know ways to make that happen. Once you accept this, the only obstacle left is for you to get up off your wallet and push your marketing go button. Just don't ask a qualified SEO to start begging for your business or offering discounts while you are getting more out of the transaction than they are. Now, in summary, I'd like to say the best SEOs are the ones you find and not the ones who found you. I hope that makes sense to you, and the next time you receive an email from somebody offering to bring you top 10 search engine results on Google, and they send it from a Gmail address and can't give you any example of a website, yeah, it might not be a good idea. That's the one that's out to find you. Now find yourself a good SEO, because it really will make a difference. And if you need me, I'm here to help you. 866-A-WEBGUY.